Welcome to the Organizedpreneur Podcast, the ultimate podcast for female entrepreneurs looking to supercharge their business. I'm Eldrima Harper, host of the Organizedpreneur Podcast. I'm also a business organizing strategist and coach, where I specialize in helping solopreneurs, freelance professionals, and service-based providers. This is to ignite, build, and transform your business dreams into reality. If you're feeling overwhelmed, struggling to manage clients and tasks, and worried about things slipping through the cracks, you're in the right place. With my signature framework, not only are you able to get your time back and get on track, but also turn your passion and hard work into a sustainable and profitable venture. Hey there, everyone. Eldrima Harper here. I hope all is well in your world. So I wanted to jump on to talk a little bit about one of my favorite topics, which is podcasting. The other two favorite topics are organizing and business. And so let me just introduce myself. So my name is Eldrima Harper, and I am a business and podcast launch strategist and virtual home virtual home office organizer. Okay, there it is. Virtual home office organizer. So welcome to the podcast. So I wanted to jump on because I wanted to talk a little bit about podcasting. One of the things that, one event that I host on a monthly basis is the Business and Podcasting Society, for female entrepreneurs. And so when someone registers for the event, there are several questions that that's required, you know, to register for the event. There are questions that I want to know, that I want answers to. And so one of those questions is, you know, what do you expect from coming to the event? Things like that. What questions can I answer for you? Or, you know, when you come to the event, what questions do you have about podcasting? Basically, that's what it is. And so the top question that we get, and I collect those questions so that I can, you know, create something around helping those that I serve, you know, with answering those questions. So the top questions that we get is something to the effect of, how do I build an audience? How do I get leads? How do I get followers? How do I, how do I build or grow my business from podcasting, right? And so that's kind of what I want to talk about today. And I say kind of because there's a lot of ways to do this. And I know that I won't be able to answer all of those questions in just this one episode here. So, but I wanted to definitely talk about building an audience and how do I get leads. And so, and the way I want to answer that is first by giving you the comparison between a business and a podcast. And so if you're in business, if you're a solopreneur, entrepreneur, you know, what have you, the answers to that question is going to be the same as you would a business. And there are things that you need to consider when you're launching a podcast, which is the same as when you're launching a business. And so what you want to do is you want to consider your audience. Who is your target audience? Who are you speaking to? Who is your avatar? And so you want to speak directly to that person when you're building a podcast and when you're building a business. And so you're going to grow your audience by speaking to that person, right? And so I have my notes here, and I like to keep my notes in front of me so that I won't get off track, because sometimes I will go down this rabbit trail, right? But it it involves a lot of strategies and tactics and things that you need to know in order to attract the right person, right? So, you know, things to consider when you're building a podcast. You want to, if your avatar does not listen to podcasts, then you're going to be in the wrong place, right? So maybe they're the type of person that watch videos, and perhaps you want to consider doing content on a platform where you can, you know, create videos. Now, keep in mind, podcasts can be audio or videos, right? So since we're talking about building a podcast or launching a podcast and attracting the right audience, you want to consider the platform. First, you want to consider the people. Then you want to consider the platform, right? So you want to consider the right platform, because depending on how you like to show up on certain platforms, you want to make sure that your audience is there. So it might behoove you to actually do some research around the type of person that you want to attract. So when it comes to that, you want to consider the person or consider the people. I would say, let me back up. I would say consider the person, because when you are launching a podcast, you want to make sure that you're speaking to one person, your avatar, right? My avatar actually listens to podcasts. My avatar consumes videos as well as audio. Now, my preference is audio, but I also want to make sure that I show up on a platform that I can use or create videos as well. So as I told you, when I introduced myself, I'm a business and podcast launch strategist, but I'm also a virtual home office organizer. So video is important, right? Video is important to kind of give demonstrations, engage the audience. You know, we may be talking about, you know, how to organize papers, but we also may be talking about systems and things like that. So yeah, I don't want to go down that rabbit trail, but you definitely want to consider the person that you want to speak to when you are creating your content. Let me stick to my notes. So consider the person, consider the platform, and consider the content. Okay. So your podcast should be valuable, engaging, interesting, topics that resonate with your audience. So I'm talking about podcasting right now. So, you know, those that's listening to this or watching the video are interested in podcasting. So you want to choose topics that resonate with your avatar around that thing that they're interested in, right? Like when I'm launching my podcast, in fact, I've launched several podcasts. This one just happens to be the Organizedpreneur podcast. So it's basically for female entrepreneurs who want to build a business, launch a podcast so that they can get and build an audience and stay organized in the process. Okay. So it actually has three pillars there. So my topics are going to be around that. It's going to be around business. It's going to be around podcasting. It's going to be around staying organized with your paperwork, creating systems, all of those type of things. And so you want to make sure that you choose the topics that resonate with your target audience. So, which means you got to know the person that you're speaking to, right? So consider the person, consider the platform, consider the content for that person. The other thing I would say is being consistent. So consistency. I can't tell you when I first launched my podcast, which was years ago. Podcasting wasn't even popular. And I share this all the time. One of the reasons that I launched my podcast was because I was told that I had the voice for it. Okay. So, but when I first launched my podcast, it couldn't be just about that, right? It had to be around, you know, you want to get an audience. And so, but, you know, I said a little bit, you know, about that, about your target audience, but the thing that you really must keep in mind is that consistency is key. So let me kind of bring you my point. Let me kind of land the plane. So when I first launched my podcast, I wasn't exactly, and again, this wasn't even the Organizedpreneur podcast. It was, I had one podcast that was Organize Your Enterprise. Then I had another podcast. I've done a podcast with my business partner, my former business partner, Wisdom Inspired. And so this one is the Organizedpreneur. Even before this one, I had another one that was called the Silver and Maturepreneur podcast. So four podcasts. Okay. But here's the thing that happens. Burnout happens. One of the things about podcasting is if you are not careful, even in business, you will get burnout. If sometimes if you don't see the kind of return on your investment of time and creating content and creating podcasts or, you know, whatever that is, you are going to get burned out. And so you have to have a plan to build consistency in your endeavors, right? So sometimes people will start out with these grand plans like, oh, I want to, you know, podcast, you know, five times a week. I've done that. And sometimes when you're not seeing the results of it, you get burned out because you're like, you know, well, nobody's listening. Well, you don't know unless you are tracking your metrics, but we'll talk about that at another time. So, but the thing about podcasting is it's very easy to get burned out, particularly if you're not consistent. And if you don't have systems in place, if you don't have a plan for your podcast, if you're not considering all the things that could happen, you know, to you, you know, so you want to build in a regular schedule when you know that you can show up and be authentic on the platform that you're using, whether it's YouTube or whether it is, whatever podcasting, audio podcasting platform that you decide to use. So consistency is key. And the thing that it all boils down to, stick to a regular publishing schedule so that your audience knows when you're going to show up because they're looking for you. So I know there are several podcasts that I listen to all the time on the regular. And even to the point that it's on my calendar. And if something happens and they don't, you know, show up or they're, you know, the podcast didn't publish or what have you, then I'm like, okay, well, what happened? I was looking for your podcast. You know, I may not send them that email or anything, but that's in my mind. Like, I want to know, you know, what happened, right? And so this is very, very key to being there for your listeners, being there for your avatar, for your target audience who love to consume your content. So Consistency is key. Again, I'm looking at my notes here. Consistency is key because they are expecting you to show up, right? They're either on your email list or they are getting notifications if you're on, you know, perhaps it's on YouTube or something. They're getting notifications. I know that's what I do because I am an avid podcast listener. I love listening to podcasts. I love watching YouTube videos because I love learning. I'm a lifelong learner. I also love platforms like Audible where I can listen to books and things like that. So, but again, you want your content to be publishing on a regular basis. And so you need to make sure that you stick to a schedule because consistency is the key to engaging your audiences on a regular basis. One of the things that, so let me see. So my podcast, it publishes every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. And so the thing that I do is I always have at least a few episodes in the pipeline so that they're already scheduled just in case something happens where maybe I can't publish something on that Tuesday, or maybe I can't create an episode on that Tuesday, right? And so you want to make sure that you are consistent so that your audience, they know when you are going to be there, because this is what builds trust, right? They're going to show up for you, so you show up for them, right? So, and keep them engaged, all right? So I don't think I said this part already. I did talk about consistency and considering the person, considering your content, and make sure that you know, you are creating compelling content. So it should be interesting, right? You want that to be interesting. You don't want to your content to be boring. Like they're not going to show up if it's boring. Okay. So I think I said a little bit about that. Okay. So let me go back to my notes here. So the last thing I want to share, and I'll come back and talk about, you know, some other things that, you know, you can do, but you want to make sure that you are optimized for discovery. You want your audience to discover you. So this is like a tactic here. So the other two were not so much tactics, but this is a tactic. So you want to make sure that you use relevant keywords and tags in your title, in your description, and in your podcast show notes. Okay. So because that's how you get discovered, right? One, a formula that I share with my clients all the time about, being, it's actually a system, you know, that I teach in my programs, and it's called the Dream Flow Formula. And the D in Dream stands for discovery. And so you want to make sure that people are able to discover your podcast, right? And so, again, that comes from, you know, optimizing your tags and your keywords and things like that. And so the other thing while we're talking about discovery is making sure that you are open to guest appearances on other people's podcasts. In fact, I was listening to another podcast, and that was one of the things that the young lady had shared. I mean, I knew this, but also my coach teaches this as well, is that if you have a business and you don't have a podcast, consider being a guest on other people's podcast, right? Because that's going to help you get discovered. Now you're tapping into someone else's audience that, now here's the key though, you got to make sure that that audience is an audience that you want to tap into, right? Like you don't want to, if for me, like I don't want to be on someone's podcast that speaks directly to men Not because I don't like men. I'm married, so I do like men. So, but you want to, my target audience is not men. My target audience is are female entrepreneurs. And so if I'm considering being a guest on someone's podcast, then I want to make sure that I tap into someone's audience that has my listeners, my avatar, my key people, my peeps, right? And so I hope that made sense in terms of how you can build an audience through podcasting, right? Consider the people, consider the platform, right? So that goes under considering your content, right? So making sure that your content is compelling. So you want to make sure that it's good content, not boring. And then being consistent, right? Make sure that you're consistent, stick to a schedule. That builds trust. And then making sure that you are being discovered, whether that's on your, you know, creating a podcast or tapping into someone's audience. So hopefully this all makes sense. I didn't want to be too long with this episode, but definitely I'll be, you know, kind of coming back to, as I continue to get, you know, questions about podcasting or business or organizing, what have you, I will, you know, kind of share, you know, some answers. I'll answer those questions. Now, if you have questions you want to ask me directly, then feel free to comment below and I'll answer those questions to the best of my ability. And if I don't have the answers, I'll research it because that's how I roll. Okay. So anyway, so hopefully this is helpful for you. I did want to share what I have. One thing that I have, an event that's coming up, is I have a 5-day challenge coming up on how to launch your podcast. So that's going to be, at the time of this recording, that's going to be at the end of the month. And in fact, I'll be relaunching some 5-day challenges related to podcasting. And I'll be doing that every month. So I'm making myself accountable here. So that's going to be my consistency here. my accountability. So there's two things. So we have a Business and Podcasting Society for female entrepreneurs. I told you that's my audience. I love working with female entrepreneurs, whether you're a coach, consultant, or you have a service-based business, then you'll want to join us for that. That's usually on the third Tuesday of the month. And then the 5-day challenges are coming up, so that those will be at the end of the month. So they'll usually be the week after we have done the meetup, you know, the Business and Podcasting Society meetup. And so, yeah, you want to join those. You want to participate in those events. So
start by listening and subscribing to the podcast. Simply go to organizedpreneurpodcast.com. And also check out the freebies available, including a free training at theorganizedpreneur.com. So you ready? Let's go.